verses 8 and 9. Like a beautiful flower, brightly coloured but without scent, even so useless is the well-uttered speech of one who does not act accordingly. Like a beautiful flower, brightly coloured and scented, even so useful is the well-uttered speech of one who acts accordingly. Very risky verse to comment on if you're somebody who gives lots of talks. But anyway, it's all very self-evident, really. You can sound really good. You can speak beautifully and clearly about the Dharma. It can be really pleasing. You know, you can talk about kind of anything, and it can be, you know, sound really fantastic. But it's not enough. Obviously, it's not enough. You've got to live it. You've got to live what you say. You've got to live what you say. I have given lots of talks over the years. I seem to be very good at speaking, but there is a danger in that, because you've got to be really careful that you do actually really make sure that you're living up to what you're talking about. And sometimes, and this is why communicating the Dharma, if you ever get into that position, and you will, because you'll just talk about Buddhism and your Buddhist practice to people, whether or not you are doing it formally. That is a practice, communicating the Dharma. It's not teaching, really, it's practice. And, you know, there will be times when you really feel the disparity between what you say and what you are, what you say and what you do, and it can be deeply humiliating. But it's a really good practice, because it kind of puts the pressure on you, if you like, in a very positive way. But if you are practicing and living the Dharma life, it's also important to speak well, to express your understanding to others so that they benefit. Be a sweetly smelling, fragrant, brightly coloured flower. People sometimes almost, it seems to be a kind of modern thing, kind of pride themselves on not speaking well, on not communicating well, and you're just using sort of, you know, pretty appalling language, you know, industrial sort of language, and kind of mumbling, and and in it and all the rest of it. Now, it might be that one is the rugged, streetwise individual into experience, university of life, etc. But this will not do if you are a serious Dharma practitioner. It's very important for the benefit of other people to learn to communicate clearly and beautifully and confidently. Really important to do that, whether or not you give formal talks or whatever it may be. Really important to learn that skill for the benefit of others. You will also benefit. You will also benefit. So it's an essential part of spiritual training, especially if you're serious about the Bodhisattva path. Go to verse 10. I don't mean talking posh either, by the way, putting on airs and graces, and, you know, I don't mean that.
La-di-da.
La-di-da, no la-di-da. Oh, we couldn't do it, could we?